You're listening to SBS News.
We start with football, and there was heartbreak for the Matildas at the Women's World Cup, beaten in the last 16 by Norway. The United States again reigned supreme, winning a record-extending fourth title. Megan Rapinoe and Rose Lavelle scoring in the final against the Netherlands.
Lavelle through the middle. This is where she can be so dangerous, Rose Lavelle. Gets the shot away. What a goal! Super goal by Rose Lavelle.
Neither England or New Zealand had previously won the Men's Cricket World Cup. The two nations played out a final that will live long in the memory. England received some luck in the final over as they chased down the Kiwis' total of 8 for 241. This is how the final stages played out on Fox Sports.
Hey, this is a big moment. They've got to run. They go to the other end. Oh, he gets in the way. This is going to go all the way to the boundary off the bat. Can you believe this? It has.
The ball deflected off Ben Stokes' bat for 4 runs. With scores tied, the final was decided in a super over. But that also finished tied, with England prevailing after hitting more boundaries in the match.
He's got it! England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins! By the barest of all margins!
England's women's cricket team was no match for Australia in the women's Ashes. It was also a one-sided affair at Wimbledon, as Simona Halep defeated Serena Williams in the final. The men's final was a much closer encounter. A fifth set tiebreak needed to separate Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, Djokovic claiming his 16th major title. Only one goal was the difference as New Zealand beat Australia to win Netball's World Cup. It was also a thrilling finish to Rugby League's State of Origin series, New South Wales retaining the shield with a last-minute try against Queensland.
He gets one away to Tom Trbojevic. It's gone to Blake Ferguson. Ferguson, can he stand up? Now he throws the pass. He's got it back to you-know-who. Tedesco for the corner. Tedesco's over. James Tedesco appropriately puts it over the line.
Full time, and the Blues win the series 2-1.
6 shots was the margin of victory for Shane Lowry at golf's British Open. A gap of 1 minute and 11 seconds ensured Egan Bernal won his first Tour de France crown. Australia's men's cricketers celebrated together after retaining the Ashes against England, Tim Payne becoming the first captain since Steve Waugh to bring the urn home.
This has been 2 years in the planning, maybe more for some people. so to be able to carry it out over here under pressure with the crowds.
The Boomers fell just short of claiming an elusive medal at basketball's World Cup. History beckoned for Serena Williams at the US Open, but Canadian teenager Bianca Andreescu denied her a 24th Grand Slam title. Rafael Nadal added a 19th major trophy to his collection at Flushing Meadows. There was more silverware for Richmond, with a second AFL flag in 3 years. The Roosters became the first back-to-back premiers in the NRL era, overcoming the Raiders in a grand final marred by refereeing controversies. The Wallabies went to the Rugby World Cup without Israel Folau. His contract was terminated due to controversial social media posts. Australia was eliminated by England, who would go down to South Africa in the decider. In motorsport, Marc Marquez, Scott McLaughlin and Lewis Hamilton all celebrated consecutive championships. So too did the Brisbane Heat in the cricket's WBBL. Vowan de Klerk sealed a $4.4 million payday for his owners at the Melbourne Cup. Here's the race finish, courtesy of Channel 10.
Paradiso, master of reality just in front. Vowan de Klerk kicks. Vowan de Klerk's won it for Australia.
But that was $2 million less than what Ash Barty took home for winning the WTA finals. Barty is the first Australian woman ever to finish the year as world number one.
It's been incredible. I think I'm really going to have to sit down and kind of rewatch and relive some of the memories that we've had. But there are so many important, crucial moments in some of the smaller matches, and I think in some of the smaller moments throughout the year that I'm most proud of.
And there was redemption for Anthony Joshua, who regained his boxing world titles from Andy Ruiz Jr.